Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening. Welcome to our July consecration preparation orientation for ordination. We pray that you're really enjoying this season of elevation. We're going to turn the floor over to Elder Sherita to give us an update, and then we will go into our opening prayer, and we will proceed from then. Elder Sherita?
Hello, everyone. Greetings.
Hello.
Thank you all for tuning in this evening to our weekly one-hour presentation training meeting that are held every Thursday from now until August 2020 via Blog Talk Radio. If you are not able to call in to the number for any reason, you can always log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/LFC-WordLifeCenter and join the discussion. And if you are logging in online, just be sure to text Overseer and let her know that you are joining the meeting online so that you can be counted for attendance and participation. And then also, you can also go to this website at any time to review prior meetings that you have missed, or you just want to review any of the meetings that were discussed. Okay, so for today's opening and closing prayer, we have opening prayer by Pastor Joseph Bibbins. And then our closing prayer will be by Ambassadorial Prophet Michael Henderson. Everyone is going to receive an email by the end of this meeting with a reading entitled Abide from John 15:4. It was actually an oversight in the True Vine reading for July 8th. So we do want everyone, when you do have the opportunity, to go and read and study this passage of Scripture. Again, it's going to be emailed out by the end of this meeting. And then we do just pray that everyone is enjoying the True Vine study and reading during this time of consecration. As we dive deeper, we want you to look at what the author is saying and pull what the Lord is giving you for this time and season. All candidates have been assigned a set of questions to answer and will give a 1 to 2 minute presentation on what the Lord has shared with you this week. The presenters are candidate Sister LaDonna Hardy and candidate emerging evangelist Keturah Johnson, and they will be presenting on questions 1 and 2. And then we also look forward on this evening to the continued prophetic teaching on the Trailblazer from Ambassadorial Prophet Michael Henderson. And then as well as we look forward to our weekly word of encouragement from our very own pastoral care director, Apostle Katie Pierce. In addition, you will be receiving an email as well by the end of this meeting on how you can become a part of the pastoral care team. And then we pray that you all are enjoying and embracing the candidate and accountability partner presentations. This week, our presenters are candidate Sister Arnett Alexander and her accountability partner, Pastor Sonia Norwood, and they are presenting on the characteristic joyful and prayerful from 1 Thessalonians 15:16-18. And then just a reminder that all requirements for phase 1, 2, 3, and 4 should have been submitted by now. And if you have any unfinished requirements, you do want to contact Overseer as soon as possible. And then lastly, we just encourage you to write down any questions and share them with us during our meeting time. We know that we've covered a lot thus far, and we just want to be sure that we are meeting all of your needs. And that's all that I have.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. Pastor Bivin.
Amen. Good evening to everyone. God bless you and kingdom blessings. Let us touch and agree in prayer as we open this powerful session once again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you yet again for another day. We thank you for this day that you have made, that we will continue to rejoice. We will continue to pray. We will continue to lift up your word. We thank you, Lord, for everything that is going to be released on this conference call tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your inspiration, your revelation knowledge that will flow freely through this call tonight. We thank you for those that will be presenting. We thank you for the word of encouragement that is going to go forth. Well, Father, we are just thankful for everything that you're doing in this season. We thank you for the upcoming conference, and we speak blessings and favor and peace that surpasses all of our understanding right now in this season. We give you glory and we give you honor as we go into this right now. In Jesus' name, we touch and agree in prayer, and we say amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We do want to make an addition and a correction to our opening agenda. We will have Elder Sharon Jones also presenting on questions 1 and 2 as it relates to our consecration. And one of the a very succinct and wonderful recap Elder Sharita has given you, if you need to really read your messages from her, but she shared the fact that phase 5 is beginning on July 1st. But in her recap, she said, she shared that you have written your vision and your mission statement of faith. You have shared your conversion experience. You have discovered your gift mix and the ministry that God has called you to. You have been challenged to open up and disclose where you are relationally with others as well as emotionally with yourself. You have explored areas of the Word of God that teaches you how to defend your faith and how to become a student of His Word. And she goes on to share that now you are about to enter into the season of consecration. And now I would like to recap those areas that you have done before and what we're going to have happen. Everyone will be given one of these areas to report on. I'm going to call it, read them off, and you can either volunteer or I will assign you which one you are going to do. And so in all of your paperwork and the things that you have done, we don't want you to do these things and you toss them aside. We want you to incorporate them and weave them into your studying and in your teaching and in your coming together and in the revelation that God has given you. A very powerful movement is in play now. And so we want to make sure we keep our weapons handy and ready and sharpened. And part of the things that sharpen you are your responses to your requirements. So the first thing was your vision and mission. Who wants to be able to share a 2-minute sharing? But we're going to do this for the rest of the month of July. You'll know when it's your time to do it because I'll tell you that meeting. But you should be prepared because you've written it and you've done it already. So who would like to be the sharing their vision and their ministry? Mission. That would be... Hello? Yes, you can talk. You're on speaker. Take your phones off mute. If you have a minute, that's it. Okay. So, Evangelist Celia Keturah is going to bring the 2-minute sharing on her vision and her mission. And then your statement of faith. Who wants to share their statement of faith?
Minister Lynette.
Okay, Minister Lynette. Okay, the next one is your conversion experience. Your conversion experience. I'm sorry? Okay. Okay. Conversion of spirit.
Now,
will be Francine.
This is, yes, I was just going to say that. This is Francine. I'll take that one.
Okay. God knows. Hallelujah. Your gift assessment and mix and the ministry that you are called to. Vera Adams. Amen. And then one question from your Defend Your Faith. Okay. Minister.
Evangelist Shannon.
Okay. Evangelist Shannon. Amen. And then one question from your theological question. Okay. That has going to have to be Elder Carter. So what are you
yes,
going
ma'am.
To do there, you're going to pick one of the questions. And one of the things she shared here is that you explored areas of God's word that teaches you how to defend your faith and how to become a student of his word. And so that's what you're going to be sharing. Get a question that challenged you and made you search for an answer, and you didn't stop until your soul was satisfied with the answer you came up with.
Come on.
Right to answer that. Okay? Amen. All right. So anybody else want to do one of those? Okay. Then we have the emotional, and I know this may be a little sensitive type area. However, we have to be transparent. We have to be open and transparent. And so we have this area of your emotional healthiness, you know, to share as you were doing that one, maybe the answer to one question that stirred up some stuff you had forgotten about or brought to your remembrance or to your knowledge some stuff you didn't know, and it gave you revelation of it. This is all intended to stir you up so that that which comes forth will be pure and purified by God. So who's going to do the emotional relationship? Oh, we got dead quiet here. I really want you to volunteer for this, but I will give it to someone if you don't. Okay.
Oh, here, I can do it.
Okay, who are you? Is that Apostle?
Yes.
Amen. So our Apostle will do that, emotional, and your relational, healthy and relational. Okay. Who have I not called? I can't even find my list. Oh, here it is. Okay. How about Trevor Calhoun? Hello? All right. That's and then we have one more. We have Brother Jamel.
Overseer?
Yes.
Oh, this is Pastor Tressa. Teresa says she's on, but you can't hear her.
Oh, okay. Well, let me check her out. Oh, okay. That's possible. Okay. Which one was she volunteering for?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Oh, yes. I was trying to volunteer for the emotional one.
Emotional? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Anybody else was trying to talk and I hadn't put you on speaker? I'm sorry. Okay. We're going to give that one to Sister Arnett. I see you. All right.
So yes,
Sister
ma'am. I'm
Arnett.
Here. Which one is
I
that?
I know you're here. I see you.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with the volume? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We hear you very well, okay?
I couldn't hear you.
I'm
sorry.
We hear you well. No problem. We got you. So let me make sure that I have Sister Calhoun is doing the healthy and unhealthy relational, correct?
Wait, I'm sorry. Which one did you give me?
Which one were you volunteering for?
I think you gave it to someone else because you couldn't hear me. So it was the emotional one, but then I'll just take whichever one you have.
Okay. No, you do emotional one. That's no problem. That's no problem.
Okay.
And then Apostle and Brother Jamil will do healthy and unhealthy relationships. Amen. So I think we have everybody on board. So we will, you're going to prepare to do that on our next meeting. And like I say, we may not do them all in one meeting, or we may. It just depends on how it flows. But definitely, Evangelist Couture, be ready. Minister Lynette, be ready. And Sister Francina, be ready. Our top three, definitely. Okay? All right. So at this point, we're going to give the floor over to our ambassadorial. Are there any questions? Okay. No questions. Everybody kind of got their assignment kind of clear.
Over here. It says 15 for Thessalonians. I got 15 to 16, but that was 1 Thessalonians 5, right? Or was it 1 Thessalonians 1?
Well, you're going to have to look at your loom. Elder Sherita, you want to help her out here?
Yes.
So 15.
1 Thessalonians 15, 16 through 18.
Okay. It said 15. Okay. And there is no 15.
No, that's actually 1 Thessalonians 5. That's the type of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I figured that much. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Think clear here. Okay. So are we good now? Any more questions or concerns?
I don't hear anything. Did you guys hear me?
Oh, what did you say? Yeah.
I was saying that's a typo. It's 1 Thessalonians 5.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5.
Okay. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We'll make. Thank you so much. Sister Arnett? Okay.
And that's actually my mistake because I actually typed the document that you're looking at.
Okay.
So, I mean, there is no 1 Thessalonians 15.
Ooh, that means we're going to have to forgive you. That's no problem.
Yeah. You play mightily.
Oh, wow. We're all human. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, did we know all we did? Okay, no problem. Not a problem. Okay, so, Prophet, the floor is yours. Tread lightly.
Good evening, everyone. Hope all is well. Good evening. So good to hear everyone's voice. So let's get right into it. We've been talking about the anointing of the trailblazer and really opening our hearts to what that looks like in our own personal lives, and then how we are connected individually as trailblazers. We've had the opportunity to excavate and examine a few trailblazers in the Bible. We have talked about We've talked about David. We've talked about Elijah. We've talked about John the Baptist. And so we started talking about the trailblazing Deborah. And we began to identify her as a prophetess, as a judge, as a military strategist. The Bible also talks about how she is one of the first only female. She's one of the first females that was spoken as a moving forth in that kind of anointing. And so we looked at her life in Judges, and so we had an amazing assignment that we were supposed to look at and begin to develop these trailblazing declarations and identifying these statements that will continue to validate and encourage us to move forth in the anointing that God has purposed and ordained for us individually and collectively. So let's see who would like to volunteer, who would like to begin to tell us what were some of their amazing statements that they came up with, and just identify what particular passage of scripture you read it out of, and then we'll go from there. Don't all jump in at once.
Okay.
Well, prophets, they need some prodding.
They need some prodding.
Yeah, they need to prod them. You know how you have to, sometimes you got to poke them.
Where Elder Carter at? I know Elder Carter on the phone. Let me hear Elder Carter's declaration statement.
You on Front Street. There you go. Elder, I do have you on speaker, don't I? Yes, I do.
If you put everybody's phone on mute, you put everybody's phone on mute, huh?
Actually, all those speakers. And there's a bunch of y'all out there, too. You don't have to be a candidate. You can be an accountability partner.
Yes, you can be an accountability partner as well.
Evangelist LaJean is out there. Elder Sharon is out there. Apostle Shawnette. Apostle AP. Come on now. The whole line. Nine is full. There's like 20 people on the line.
Okay, this is Elder Carter. I'm like, I was trying to get my phone off of mute. Now I got to get back into the Bible. I got the Bible on my phone and trying to go back and forth. I had to go back and forth, but I'm good. I'm good now. Praise God. So the declaration I was coming, because even when you had mentioned Judges 5, right, and then I went to Judges 5:5, and one of the things that it says about the Judges 5:5, and what I'm declaring is that the mountains will be shooken before the Lord, the God of Mount Sinai, before the Lord thy God. America will be shooken until everything that can be shaken will shake, but the Lord God will not be shooken, and his kingdom shall not be shooken. So that's 5:5.
Hallelujah. Like that one.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. Very powerful. Very powerful.
Amen. Okay, who else going to look at Judges 5 and come up with something?
Judges 5:5.
So as they're preparing, one thing that I like, one of the things that the Bible mentioned about Dora and Deborah, as we even tie this into the trailblazer, when Deborah received instructions from God, she moved to act on it. And I believe that that is just one of the characteristics of a trailblazer. You know, she didn't sit and weigh the pros and cons, thinking of all the things that could go wrong or doubting her ability to do what he said. She knew that if God said it, number one, it had to be done, and that was enough for her. And so I think that that is just so very powerful, and that is the lens of a trailblazer that we want to continue to even put before us. And we see that, we can see that kind of declaration even in her song to the Lord. She clearly understood that God was on her side, and it was God who was guiding her hand to do something. Not that it had never been done before, but it had never been done this way. Remember, she made the declaration to the commander, understand this, that if I go with you, know that it's going to be said that the Lord gave victory to a woman. And so she pioneered this kind of apostolic grace. She opened this prophetic door so that women could operate as military strategists, can do things that had been done but not done this way. And that is very the lens of a trailblazer. She understood that her faith in him gave her the power to act, and that is how we take on this trailblazing mantle. We understand that it is the power of God that is operating through us. It is God who has released this innovation, has given us this creativity, and has now using us to pioneer his will in the earth. You know, everything that was necessary to accomplish his will, she received it. And I want you as trailblazers to have confidence and comfort in that. And we say it, you know, it almost cliche-ish, but it's really real. If God said it, he would do it. God makes provision for the vision. He will bring it to pass. And so one of the things that we have to do is we have to act on it, and that is what Deborah, that is what Deborah did. She received clear directions from the Lord. She was to send for a man named Barak and tell him that the Lord God commanded him to take 10,000 men and go up to Mount Tabor. And there God will help Barak and the Israelite defeat Sisera, the commander of the Canaanites. And so when she did that, she operated out as this military strategist. She operated as this prophetess. She operated as this judge. And so she was able to release and reveal the secret of God. And we know Amos 3 and 7 says, surely the Lord God would do nothing unless he reveal it to his prophet, he reveal it to his servant, the prophet. And that is what God did. That is what God did. And what she did was she just communicated to God what God, she communicated, excuse me, to Israel what God said. And that is part of the trailblazing anointing. We do nothing more but communicate what God has already released in the earth. Jesus said it this way, I only do what I see my Father doing. And so he was able to pioneer heaven in the earth because he was connected to heaven. And that's what trailblazers are. We are connected to heaven, and we understand that God uses us to innovate and create his will in the earth. And we have to take ownership of that. We have to take ownership of that. We have to walk in that kind of confidence. We have to walk in that kind of comfort. We have to walk in that kind of mantle. And we trust God. We trust God that he has already paved the way. He has, as the scripture said, gone before us, that crooked is made straight, that rough place is made smooth, and we have this anointing. And so last year, 2019, one of the messages that God just kept putting in my spirit was unlock what we call this finisher's anointing. And what Trailblazers does is they pave the way for others to finish. And so as a trailblazer, understand you may pioneer, you may create, but you may not finish. And that's okay, because that's who you are. You are setting this blaze. You are setting this trail so that others can come along. And what you're doing is unlocking a gift, unlocking a door so that someone else can come in and continue to build on what God has laid. And that is what we see here in Deborah. That's what we see in her song. That's what we see in her declaration. And I wanted us to look at it, and why I wanted us to look at it is because I want to keep us in a place of humility and keep us in a place where our eyes is focused on the author and the finisher. And so when she began to declare this victory song, when she began to make these declarations, and Judges 5, what she was doing was keeping Israel and also keeping herself in remembrance who was leading the path. We lead the path as we follow the path, and that path is Him who goes before us. So let me hear somebody else. Thank you, Elder, for declaring Judges 5 and 5. That would be so Him to do a double number. That's just how He is. But thank you for declaring that. One of the message version says, mountains leap before God, the Sinai God, before God, the God of Israel. And so when we talk about these mountains leap, I love that. I love that declaration, because we know that we are talking about, this may be talking about physical mountains, but we can declare any mountain that stands before you, mountain of debt, depression, doubt, fear, anxiety, worry, it has to leap, it has to bow, it has to remove before our God. So powerful trailblazing declaration. Thank you, Elder, for pioneer and being willing to go first. All right, let me hear somebody else. Let's go. I've given you enough time to pull it out and do your homework on spot.
Yes. All right, five. This is Francina.
Amen.
I had 1,000 pages, guys, but I'm going to keep it short. I started I declare that I no longer take the back road for fear of the enemy. I take a stand for the things of God. I declare that I hear a sound of victory. That is verse 11. I declare that I am anointed and powerful. I struck, crush, shatter, and pierce the enemy's head daily. I declare that I am awake, and I wake up multitudes of people. I awaken with a song, and that I rise up and I strengthen Barak so that he too can lead captives away. And I also noted that Barak's name, if you think about it, it commands praise and worship, and that we have to have a willing heart and be submissive before God. And so Deborah was awakening praise and worship, and that they knew that they had to respond with worship and praise. And so I declare solely that I am awake.
Yes, keep going. Amen. You should have went first. That's good stuff. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Powerful. Father, we declare that we are awake. We are a woke church. We are awakening to the sound. We are awakening to praise. We are awakening to worship. I love verse 12. It says, on your feet, praise. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
On your feet. Amen. Praise.
Yeah.
Let praise arise. Let it rise on the inside, and then let it come out of your mouth, and let it be heard all over. And we need that kind of declaration, right? We need that in our city. We need that.
Amen.
We need trailblazers declaring that for such a time as this. Very powerful woman of God. Let's give her a hand. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
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 Anyone else?
Amen.
All
Okay.
Prophet, if I could also add this too, Deborah pointed out the fact that all of the other tribes and the brothers were sitting down, sitting on the wall, sitting by the seashore, and just being stagnant. And so I also declare that I will get up and go to battle. I will not just sit against the wall, and I will just not stay at home. So that was something big that the Lord pointed out to me, just not being still but actually going to battle.
Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. And let's declare that. Let's declare our brothers, our men will no longer sit on the sideline. Amen. That they will come up, come out of the wall, and they will begin to operate and battle. They will decree and declare the word of the Lord. They will move in might, and they will move in power. Amen. Amen. Powerful woman of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Anyone else? Let me get one more person. Come on.
This is Evangelist Davina. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I just wanted to say something very brief. When I launched on this study, the one thing that I thought was very interesting is that there's only one other person in the Old Testament who was also a prophet and a judge, and that was Samuel. And I thought that was just so amazing that we continue to follow trailblazers who had spiritual similarities.
Amen. Thank you for pointing that out. You are exactly right. That is so very powerful. Yes. Yes, that's
Amen.
Good. I like that lens. Thank you for sharing that, that we see these similar traits. We see the same characteristics that are flowing through it. That is so powerful to point out. Amen. Amen. We're going to add that to the teaching. Thank you. Both of those things. Thank you. Someone else. All right. So we got us a tough one tonight, but it's good. So
Amen.
If you continue to look at the Bora, as we point out these trailblazing anointings that she has, that she operates in, as we look at Judges 5, I am just going to do a few of the declarations that we came up with so that you can, you know, just continue to look at this as you're at your leisure, as you continue to understand the power behind us making declarations, the power behind us decreeing and declaring the word of the Lord. Verse 3, we just began to declare, I declare that I will pay attention. I will pay attention as a mighty warrior, and I will sing a song to the Lord and grab his attention. So I decree and declare that I will pay attention as a mighty warrior to the Lord. I will sing a song that will grab God's attention. We also began to decree and declare that a mother will begin to rise up out of our nation and operate strong in the Lord. So both mothers and fathers will all rise up in our nation, operate strong in the Lord. I decree and declare that my heart will be in alignment with the command of God, and I volunteer for war and praise unto him. That can be in verse 10. I decree and declare, as we said, I will awake with a mighty trumpet and a sound unto the Lord. And then I decree and declare that I have the spirit of the sons of Issachar. I will understand God's timing, and I will know his season, and I will
follow him to the place that he has purpose and ordained for me. So those are some declarations that we have began to decree and declare as trailblazers. We will know God's timing and seasons. We will follow his voice, and we will end up in the place that God has purpose and ordained for us. And so I hope that you have the opportunity. I just will begin to encourage you to look at Judges 5 and begin to write your own declaration song, begin to write your own praise song as you look at those particular passages of scripture. And as trailblazers, when we put it out in the atmosphere, when we put it out in the earth realm, then we cause this, the mountains to shake. We cause things to yield unto the voice and the sound of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I turn it back over to you, Overseer.
Hey, Prophet, before you go. Hello, this is Elder Carter.
Yes, Elder, go ahead.
Can I add one? Because in verse 8, you know, as you was talking and you was reading, I see verse 8, and it actually says, God chose new leaders to fight at the city gates. And so we declare that as trailblazers, as pioneers, God has chose us as new leaders to fight spiritual battles in each city gate that's represented. For everyone that's represented on this call, we declare and decree that God has chosen us to do some spiritual warfare and to take back our cities in the name of Jesus.
Amen. What I would like to do, Prophet, Elder, Sister Francina, and those that gave your declarations, make sure you send them to me. And part of what this class is going to do, Prophet said this is the year of the mouth. And so what this class is going to do, you're going to enter reciting your declarations in harmony, in one, together at your ordination. So you're going to have to prepare your hearts. We're going to prepare during our meeting so that we have these decrees and these declarations, and this is what we're standing on, and this is what we're moving forward on. And as a class, you're going to say it in unison together on the day of your ordination. So be prepared, look for them, and then start going over each one. We'll tell you the order that you'll be reciting it in, but start memorizing what they are, not memorizing, but declaring them and decreeing them every day on your own during your consecration time. This will be a part of your consecration. And so I will just ask that you send that information to me. I know, Prophet, you had summarized five of them, and that's fine. And so we're going to at least have those five, okay? I know that Elder put another one in there. But we want to go forth with that coming out of our mouth. This is the year of the mouth. We will decree and declare it, and it shall come to pass. And so we do want to move to our elements of accountability so that they have their time. We do ask that you keep it to 3 minutes, and then we will go from there to our consecration questions. And so we will start with Pastor Norwood introducing to us the candidate for the evening. Pastor Norwood? Pastor Norwood. Okay, I don't know if maybe she's not on the line or not available at this moment, but so I will introduce
Sister Arnett has been a part of Labors for Christ Word Life Center. She has an evangelistic spirit. She embodies the the call and the heart of an evangelist in all of her pursuits. She is committed to sharing the gospel. And so just like the woman at the well, let me tell you about a man I met. Sister Arnett shares passionately about the man Jesus the Christ that has changed her life. So we present to you Sister Arnett Alexander.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. God bless.
God bless you.
I was supposed to be speaking basically about the joy, right, and the prayer. Definitely praying a whole lot. And remembering as much as possible the Thanksgiving, because I promise you, when I get to going through some changes and I have to remember of His grace and His mercy and His love, it reminds me I have much to be thankful for. At those times when I kind of get caught up a little more than I want to, I am reminded of how good He is, even in how He did even for me today with the different things that kept coming back to back to back. When I was like, I'm trying to focus more. And I'm like, okay, the key word for me is focus, because sometimes I deal with being easily distracted too much. And all of those things still take me back to the joy. Earlier I thought, I said, how am I supposed to speak to them about joy when joy is a fruit of the Spirit? And sometimes I struggle sometimes in that area. But when it takes me back to He who's forgiven much, not that I want to go around sinning like that, but it takes me back to the joy. So for me, someone asked me, you have to love to pray. I said, no, for me, I have to. But at that, I wasn't feeling like I love to pray, but I have to. Because I'm like, God, I cannot do this without you. I cannot do nothing without you. And how could anybody think that we can just go off half-cocked and just do it without you? But in you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it takes me back to don't grow weary in well-doing. And it takes me also back to the scriptures in Thessalonians. As I was just going back over those, how it leads us into what our walk is, what our calling is. And even today, that was so funny. Thank you, Apostle. And I don't mean it disrespectfully at all, but I was speaking with someone today on their faith and letting them know, look, I don't mean, you know, I'm not trying to judge you, but just where's your faith? And how do you come with this thing? And I was thinking in line of praying, and because they get a chance to see me in the raw. And it took me right back to, do you believe in Jesus? And that was really kind of ironic, him being God, him being, you know, the Son of God. And we didn't go, you know, deeper in that, but because I wasn't trying to, I just wanted to get focused back on, I got to study, and Lord, please, word my mouth this morning, early this morning, word my mouth when I couldn't find, I said, wait a minute, that's not that. But this is coming from integrity. And this will take us into, to the loving one another and not treating one another. It still takes me back to treating one another in the way that He wants us to be treated, you know, to treat one another, and to loving when we are not always unlovable ourselves, and then in that having to extend that to someone that we look, I hate to say it like this, but at that moment, we looked down and we thought that we were better, even me. You know, you should have known better. Why is you coming to me like this? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. But then it's like, wait a minute. All times I'm supposed to, not religiously, but where a person can read his word through me, the living word, the living epistle. And it still took me all the way back to being read so that a person wants to come to God, not go from him. I promise you, it's definitely be a whole lot of passion. I didn't realize I had that much passion. That was the correct word. But I am, it takes me back to definitely you cannot render evil for evil. A lot of times, even when something is not you, we all make mistakes, you forgive. We all make the simple mistakes when we're not trying, and we don't know what each of us put the next one through, or not that we don't take responsibility for, you know, I got carried away, I got upset, and I allowed myself, so let me bring that back and put it back up under the blood and submit myself and my spirit back to the Lord so that I won't grieve the Holy Spirit, so I will resist the enemy so that he may flee. So it takes me back to doing good, and it became a joy working with different individuals, and it took, he has a way of bringing us back when we go astray or even when we think we're going astray. We may not have gone, but just that wrong mindset, you know, and he brings us back to the mind of Christ, even for those little split moments. We could be out shopping. We could be on the way to work. We could be, you know, working with, let's say our teenager kind of worked on it just a little bit and hit that nerve. And he brings us back to, let me remind you why. Let me remind you, you know, of the purpose of which I called for this particular season or this particular instance, and this is what I want. Not what you want, bring it back. This is what I said. All things do work together for the good of them that love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. You may not want to hear that, but let
Amen.
Me show you.
Amen.
You know, let me show you something that I have some treasures. I have some pleasures that you have not seen. I have some things that you don't know about, but I need you to stay focused, back to that focus. On me.
You know, I mean, Sister Arnett, if I can just cut in on that, when you talk about being the whole idea of being focused in this particular passage, and I don't think you read it at the very beginning, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, you know, in being focused even on that as it relates to us being accountable one to another as well as to the Father, that, you know, we have to, when you said focus, it kind of resonated in my spirit. I don't want to belabor the time. I thank you for what you have shared. We have like 6 minutes left on the call, and we have two more segments. So if you will just indulge me to go on to the consecration so we can try to get those questions answered tonight before 8 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I appreciate that. Everyone should have not only the readings for the consecration, which is John 15, you should also have questions. Now, I was actually under the impression that we were going to talk about some of the readings. I hope you've been keeping up to date just personally with your readings. The readings for the following 2 weeks will be sent out over the weekend. I will get those to Elder Sharita. And so you'll be able to continue without any break. There's also one other mishap in there for the reading for the 8th of July, which was entitled Abide. Somehow I missed that in the printing, so I don't think any of you have it. It wasn't in my copy. So if you haven't, I have forwarded that over so that
you can have it so that your set of 31 days will be complete. That particular day was just omitted inadvertently, so please excuse me on that. The questions concerning verse 1, we have Lady Sharon and I believe Keturah Johnson that will be addressing those questions. Am I correct with that, Overseer?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So, ladies, you have the floor. I don't want to say take your time, but, you know, be thorough, but, you know, be mindful.
2 minutes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and start off. This is Lady Elder Sharon, trying to be proper. The part of the, I have the vine, and that was our day one of reading for July 1st, and it says, I am the true vine. And the question which comes from that comes from verse 1, which is in the New International, I'll just read it from there. I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener, or is the farmer, or is the husbandman. But being the true vine, the first question says, how are Jesus and the Father related? Well, we know that they're the Father and the Son, but in their relationship, Jesus trusts and obeys the Father. He does whatever the Father requires of him to do. And that, just going through this, helps us to understand our place in this world and what we're supposed to do in relation to God the Father and Jesus the Son, the vine, and the husbandman.
Amen.
That's my less than
Amen.
1 minute.
That was really efficient, Elder. bless. Sister Keturah. Okay. I'm assuming she must not be on the line. Lady Sharon, did you have
right.
anything else? On?
Well,
anybody
I
else?
Did question two as well. Is she on?
Amen. You go.
Okay. The second question is, what is Jesus and who is the Father? So Jesus is the vine. And the vine is a what? The husbandman, the farmer, the vine dresser, the gardener is a person, is a who. And Jesus depends on the farmer, the husbandman, the vine dresser to take care of him. He is the caregiver. I can't read my writing. He watches over us, and he's working in us to provide what we need. And so in our lives, without the Father taking care of the vine, giving the vine what he needs or what it needs in this sense, the rest of him would not thrive. And that's my answer.
Amen. 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 That, you know, I mean, what can you say against in opposition to that? You know, the husbandman, the vine dresser, it's his responsibility to take care of the vine. The vine basically is totally dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have any comments or concerns about that, or just any thoughts or reflections as you read the readings this week?
she said. Amen. Amen.
Did anyone else get something from their consecration reading?
This is Francina. I just want to say that they are truly blessing me at this time. We've all, many of us have read like John 15. Well, I'll say I've read it numerous times, but this time trying to read it with a different lens and a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the part of the pruning and the cleansing, it really did a number for me. And I just think that I came out feeling pruned and feeling like, yes, this is it. So just allowing that process to take forth.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I do encourage you to do your reading, to make your notes, and to receive what the Holy Spirit has for you. This is your spiritual preparation. This is your consecration. This is how he's going to sanctify and separate you in order to lift you up at your elevation and to put you in the office that you have been ordained for. So, anyone else have any insights, inspirations, revelations from their reading, from their consecration? Yes?
This is Elder Carter.
Yes, sir.
Just to add something, just being thankful that I'm walking through John 15 again, because this chapter has been assigned to me before several times. So just seeing it from where I'm at now in my walk with Christ and seeing it from a different lens in that perspective, right? Because I'm not in the same place I was at the other times in my life when it has been assigned to me. But understanding that I need Jesus and the Father, I need Jesus, the true vine, and I need the Father, and I need the Father to be the gardener. Otherwise, I am in trouble. So that's me.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Thank you. We do have obligations for the prophet, so we will let him close us out in prayer, unless he's gone already.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, oh, amen.
There's nothing else. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for being an awesome and wonderful and phenomenal God. Father, I thank you for each person that is represented on this line. Thank you for each candidate. Thank you for the accountability partners. And thank you for this ministry team who is overseeing this process. Father, I pray that you will continue to release your grace and your anointing, your presence and your power upon each trailblazer that is represented. Father, thank you for what you're stirring up on the inside of them. And thank you for what is springing forth out of their lives today. Father, I thank you that they are innovators. They are creators. They are pioneers. And they are the tools, the vessels that you are using for such a time as this to bring forth your will in the earth as is originally written in heaven. And so, Father, I pray a hedge of protection around about them and their home as they continue to move forth. We bind every enemy that will come to steal, kill, and destroy. And thank you for giving them the confidence and the comfort in knowing that you who call them, you are also guiding them down this path of righteousness for your name's sake, that they will ultimately bring glory to you and your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
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 Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.